Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Tefillin, Klal Yudalet, Siman Beis. We read the Chaya Adam's introduction. Now we're continuing about four lines in. Kol Echad Yadaktek Heitev. Each person has to be very careful. Im Heim Meruboyim, Meruba Gomer Kvi Yechelus Adam. So they have to be square. The Tzolochel Moshe Messina, the Tefillin have to be square. They have to be as square as a person is possibly able to make. This being obvious to the human eye, if a person, based on what he sees, it looks square, and he can measure with some basic measurements, and it's square, so that's considered square. If I get down to the micrometer and it's off a micrometer type of a measure, that's not worth not dealing with that type of point, obviously. Then ortra kirocha, which means that the length and the width have to be the same. There's no requirement of a cube, so tefillin actually could be the length and the width of the tefillin are the same dimension. Let's say 22 millimeters, but the height could be more than 22 millimeters. So the cube of the tefillin, the three basic parts of the tefillin. There's the bayis, where the parshiyos are inside. The titura, which is the lower section around that, and then there's the mavarta, which the strap goes through. So looking at the bayis part has to be square, the titura has to be square, and the stitches have to be square. The cube of the bayis doesn't have to be a cube. It could be the length and the width are the same, even though the height is higher or lower. That's not a problem. Actually, there is a server which suggests that you make the bayis a little bit larger to allow for accommodate for. It does look nicer, but all three are the same. They're from the shalrosh, we make all three the same, but the shalyad. Because as we'll see later on, the discussion about getting the shalyad in the proper place on the person's arm, it is preferable to have smaller tefillin. The challenge with smaller tefillin is that they have to be written by a person who can write nice parshiyos with a smaller ksav, which is more challenging. So if we make our bayis a little bit taller, we could possibly use the regular size of the parshiyos and put them into the taller bayis, which will not be a perfect cube because the length and the width are the same and the height is higher, but can use regular parshiyos. So there was a batimacher / sofer who suggested that, and he actually does that. So that b'halach l'maisa, that it does look nicer, but it's not required. The place that the tefillin is sitting in also has to be a perfect square. And the stitches have to be a square. It's halacha Moshe Messina, this is how it has to be. If they're not square, the halachas of tefillin are not kosher. If originally they were square and now they're no longer square, that has to be fixed. Then You said by tzitzis, if when you put the tzitzis in the proper place, even afterwards the hole tore more and they moved lower down on the baggage, as long as when you put them in they were in the proper place, that's sufficient. So maybe as long as I made my tefillin the proper square when I made them, even though later on it changes, it should be acceptable. They said that's not true. They ain't a dime of the tzitzis. The hosom ksiba sulam tzitzis. Like Peter Tarak al Tchilas Asiyosin, so they have the Torah use language of making the tzitzis. So as long as you make the tzitzis in the proper place, you put the tzitzis in the proper place. The fact that it moves later on doesn't bother us. Mashiach and Tefillin, the Olam Tzarek Shiyu Ribuan, Tefillin. The Torah is not; they should be like this. It requires that they have to be Ribuah as long as you're wearing Tefillin. Then he points out a interesting rule in the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha in the name of Yesh Mi Shomer, some say. So that sounds like some disagree. He says that's not true. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says some say that this is true throughout the lifetime of the tefillin, But the reality is, kuli alma moedim is that everybody agrees to this. If he found one opinion that says it, nobody else disagrees, seemingly he feels that that is normative halacha, and that's why he's quoting this opinion. But since he only found it in one source, instead of saying it as a blanket statement, he just says, some say, there are those who say, or some say. Indicating that he only found this in one source, but the fact that he says that is no way an indication that he's saying that there are those who disagree, and that we might possibly paskin otherwise. So he brings only one opinion on a certain matter, and even though he says that in the name of a Yesh Mishomer, there are those who say, that is considered normative halacha, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch works. Have a good morning.